Hi, my name is Joanna, and I met Lauren in sixth grade at Hughes Middle School, and I'm pretty sure that the first time that, from what I remember, that we met, quote-unquote, was in our homeroom class, because we both had the last name W, and the homeroom classes went in alphabetical order by last name, and we just had a really kick-ass homeroom class, and anyone who was in it knows that, and I think everyone else who wasn't in it was mad that they weren't in it. And so that was that. And then another thing that we initially connected on was that we both were lefties. And when you're left-handed and you meet someone else who's left-handed, it's like this bond. You're like, yes, you understand. It's like a mutual love that it just, you get it. So that really bonded us. We were the only two girls in our little group of friends that we ended up having for the long stretch of the hall of middle school into high school that were left-handed. Then we had in our guy group, there was some left-handed guys, but, and they were loved being left-handed too, and we're all into it, but her and I were the only girls, so that was one thing. So Lauren and I, once we started, you know, developing a friendship, I mean, there were so many little funny things that you go through in middle school, which is so crazy because you're little girls. And, so once we started developing a friendship, we had a, like, I'm gonna skip up to, you know, past all the middle school stuff into high school. Once you start, you know, adulting, she and I had this, and I don't like to use this word, but it kind of is the word, is tumultuous. We had a very tumultuous relationship. Because what it was is that her and I were both very stubborn. And when we got along, we really got along. We wanted to hang out all the time. We really got along with each other. And mind you, we had a group of like 9 girls. We call us like the 9, okay? So there were some of us that were really, really close. And then there were some of us that weren't so close. You know, I mean, there's 9 girls. You have to imagine that some of them are super close and some aren't so much. I would say Lauren and I were very, very close at times, but not all the time. Her and Monica obviously were the closest, but there were times where her and I were very close, and then there were times where, and what it was is that we were both so stubborn that when we were mad at each other, we would be like, we had to say what we had to say to each other. But then it would be like irritating because we, you know, like we're stubborn. We're both stubborn. Like we couldn't figure it out almost. But we'd figure it out, but we were still irritated about it. So it was funny because there's a lot of girls in our group that weren't, they wouldn't say how they felt a lot. They were kind of, you know, more recluse and more, and for some reason, me and Lauren were always the ones, like, to bring things to light, or, to, like, with each other, at least. And so that's why there was times where we were, like, butted heads, and there was times where, when we were getting along, we were, like, awesome. And so, that's just, like, a little inclination of like our little story with each other, but I want to get into some stories now. One of the falls of her and I is I really liked this guy in high school and crushing on him super hard, and I wasn't like the cutest girl of the group. I was more like, you know, the cool one that everyone just like, yeah, Joanna. And all my friends are just beautiful. And Lauren, I mean, God, she is and was so beautiful. And so the guy that I liked, of course, like, liked her and behind my back kind of and irritatingly, she ended up making out with this guy behind my back-ish. And so I found out and we were, and that was so funny about our group of girls is like, we would be like so mad at each other, or someone would be so mad, da, 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 but we'd all still end up in the same place, like on the weekend. It'd be like, it didn't matter, like if, how mad you'd be, we'd end up together somehow. So we ended up at my friend Tasia's boyfriend at the time's beach house in Thousand Steps, Laguna Beach. And I was so mad. I was so mad at her. And she just came up to me and she's like, Joanna, I just need to talk to you. Like, let's go talk. So we walked down to the beach. And in my mind, like, this is such a lovely, lovely image that I have of her. Because even though I was so mad, like, I still have this image in my mind that I'm going to have forever of her and the beach and how beautiful the beach is and just how genuine she was being to me and saying sorry that that happened, even though it's so stupid anyway. And we, you know, we hashed it out and everything ended up being fine. But I just have that image of her, and I love that. I love that. That moment that we had there. Moments. It was a little while that we were chatting there. So, that was kind of not a very funny story. So I'm gonna tell a funny story now about Lauren and I. Our group of friends, we were kind of, you know, I don't want to say rebellious. I guess we were just normal. I mean, we'd be, like, sneaky and smoke cigarettes and, you know, do, I guess it's normal stuff now that I think about it. And we had this group of guy friends that it's so special to me how we grew up and how we had, like, till the end of my days, I will never forget this group of girls and this group of guys that I swear we had the best times together. And it's just so crazy that, you know, time is of the essence. And it's crazy that it's like now we, you know, time takes us separate places. But I know that we all know how much fun and how much love that we all still have for each other. Because we genuinely went through so much stuff and grew up together. So we would be stupid and smoke cigarettes. And so Lauren was so funny because she would just get into so much trouble. Like, not that she was bad, but she just would get in so much trouble with her parents, and like her brothers would be on her. And she just was like, at this point sometimes I remember she was just like the black sheep. Like, it was like insane. So I just remember Lauren, she had her Parliament lights, and I remember she called me and she's like, Joanna, my mom found my cigarettes and you don't even know what she did. I'm like, what? And she's like, she wrote me this long note on the back of my cigarettes saying, Lauren, you shouldn't be smoking. That I don't remember exactly what was said, but she's like, gosh, I just don't even know what to do. And I can't remember if she, like, took the cigarettes away. I'm pretty sure she took the cigarettes out. I can't exactly remember. But anyway, so she goes, Joanna, come over here. My parents are gone. Like, come over here and let's hang out. And then we're going to walk to Michelle's house. And I'm like, okay. And I don't remember exactly if I had cigarettes or if she was the one who still had them. Anyways, I come over and we go out the back, the back bathroom door by the pool, and we're smoking and we're like, all right, let's go to Michelle's now. And so we go to walk out, and at the time her parents had a little, I don't know if they just had gotten it, but it was like a little black, like, little, convertible, little, like, coupe, little car. I don't know how to explain it. It was a little mini car. And so, we start walking out of the cul-de-sac, and we start going towards Michelle's house. All of a sudden, the little black car comes coming down the street, and they stop, and they go, Lauren, where are you guys going? What are you doing? And Lauren's like, we're going to Michelle's house. We're walking. And we were, like, shocked. We literally were shocked. And so they're like, we'll get in the car. We'll give you a ride. And we're like, no, or Lauren was like, no, it's okay. We'll just walk. And they're like, no, Lauren, get in the car. And so we get in the car, and it's Gary driving and Carol in the front seat and Seth in the back. And we get in the car, and the first thing Seth says, and it's so funny because Seth has a New York accent. He's like, ew, Lauren, you guys smell really bad. And Carol just turns around and looks at us like, what the heck are you guys doing? Or what did you do? And nothing was said, but they went and they dropped us off. But Lauren was once again in trouble. And so that was just a really funny, not at the time, experience, but it just makes me really happy that I knew someone that was so, she just loved life. And I really, really appreciate everything that I learned and gained from her as a person. I really valued how she was as a traveler. I mean, I just remember her going to Bolivia when we were in high school, and I just remember thinking, gosh, like, that takes so much to really do that at such a young age, you know? And she really thrived in so many ways by traveling and meeting people and just being herself, really. So I'm really happy that I got to share my couple stories with everyone, and I'm so thankful that this is an outlet for people to express how much love that Lauren is. I want to say how much love she is, because she is love. She is in the universe, and I'm so thankful to have known her.